produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
Good morning. Good evening, good afternoon to my Blog Talk Radio family out there. This is Regina Keenan. My radio show is Lioness Talks. It's not that easy. I am blessed and privileged to be before you this morning. I thank God for blessing me to be able to have this broadcast, to share with you guys, to share with my family, to share with the world. And I just want to say thank you to Kayla Padgett and Josie for blessing me with this opportunity. This has definitely grown. I've grown from being able to share with you guys publicly, because I did used to be shy, but God has brought me out of that. But I'm just grateful to be on here to speak with you guys, and I pray that everyone has a blessed day. I pray that you woke up with love and kindness in your heart this morning. And guys, what I want to talk to you about today is the joy of Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving is coming up in a couple of weeks, and we want to make sure that we are grateful to God and we are thankful for everything that He's done for us, everything that He's doing for us, and we just want to acknowledge Him and let Him know how grateful we are. Because to just walk around and not thank God for the things that He's done for us or the things that He's doing for us, it's just not right. And I try my best to let Him know how thankful I am every day. Because in everything, give thanks, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. And that is 1 Thessalonians 5:18. We are so grateful for this broadcast. We're grateful for Kayla and everything that she does. I just can't say enough thank you to her and Josie for the opportunity. Now, like I said, I want to talk about the joy of Thanksgiving. Now, like I said, we are at that time, the holiday season. We got Thanksgiving and Christmas coming up. And I just love being with my family and friends, enjoying the great food, the great fellowship. And I'm actually getting ready and preparing to go to North Carolina, me and my family. We're going to go surprise my mom for Thanksgiving, because we all haven't been home for Thanksgiving in a while. Now, I did go home last year for Thanksgiving. I spent a week with her, but it was just me. But this year, being that my daughter just had a baby a month ago, it's going to be me and my daughter and my two grandsons. I'm so excited because I love being around family and friends during the holidays. Being here in Buffalo in the cold and the snow. You know, when I first moved here 14 years ago, I really used to cry. I cried throughout Thanksgiving. I cried throughout Christmas and Mother's Day because I couldn't always go home. But I'm grateful that God is blessing me to be able to go home and take the kids to see my mom. It's going to be a surprise. So we're going to pop up on her next Sunday night. She's going to be so excited. But that's neither here nor there. Now, as we celebrate Thanksgiving, we tend to focus on our blessings, our giving thanks for God and His goodness. Now, while that's certainly a good thing, it is not the best thing, because the best thing is to turn Thanksgiving into Thanksgiving. That's regardless of the day or your situation, whatever you're going through. God wants us to be thankful. Now, you may say, why is that? Why does God want us to be thankful? Because it's Thanksgiving coming up. Well, Thanksgiving, it lets God know that you have confidence in Him. No matter how deep the problems or how dire the situation, thanks is faith turned inside out. God always wants to know that we are thankful and grateful for everything that He is doing for us. Now, Thanksgiving changes your countenance and your disposition. Instead of being down and discouraged, spreading gloom and despair everywhere you go, you just begin to radiate the joy of the Lord. And that's why I said it was hard for me when I first moved to Buffalo, because I was always sad because I missed my family, but I did not want to be around all family. I wanted to develop new friends and, you know, become my own self, my own woman, you know. But the best witness of Christ are those who facing life's trials with a song of thanksgiving on their lips. And my bishop, my pastor always says that. Give God praise through a song. Let the words come out of your mouth as you worship God and you praise God. He loves to hear from us, and He loves to hear us speak His words back to Him, speak His promises back to Him. And that's what we have to do from day to day as we go through our trials and our tribulations, you know, our heartbreak and all of that. We have to talk to God and say, well, this is what you said. God, didn't you tell me, you know, that you'd be there with me always, that you would never leave me, you'd never forsake me? That's what He wants us to do. Talk to Him. Make it personal. Build an intimate relationship with God if you have not already. And let Him remind Him of what He said He was going to do for you. It's not that God has forgotten. It's that He wants us to remember. This is what I said I was going to do from you. And hearing you tell me what I said I'm going to do for you, it lets Him know that we remember. It lets Him know that we're reading our word, we're studying our word, and we're living and believing His word. Now, Thanksgiving, it opens the door for God to work. Now, God hates it when we grumble and gripe, and that's what I was saying, but He loves it when we praise and give Him thanks. He loves it when we worship, when we use our hands, when we use our mouth. I used to be a praise dance instructor, and I was over, I think, maybe 20, 22 girls. And I just love praise and worship. My pastor, he is just a praise and worship leader. And I love to watch him as he does praise and worship. And that's what God wants. He wants us to praise Him. He wants us to worship Him. He wants us to show Him that we appreciate when we wake up in the morning and we open our eyes. What are you doing? God is breathing life in us. Because if you don't open your eyes, that means He's no longer breathing life in you, right? And with that being said, we got some sad news yesterday, and that's just a little bit off the topic, but it's also has to do with giving God thanks. My grandson, Cayenne, his bus aide, he had not been on the bus for the past week. And yesterday, I asked the bus driver, I said, well, where's Mr. J? She said, we don't know. We haven't heard from him. We've been calling him and he's not responding. She said, I've worked with him for 3 years and he's never not answered our call or answered my call. She said, I called him and he didn't answer. I said, oh my God, Lord, please don't let him be dead. She said, but we are going to do a wellness check. I went to the store to buy some luggage yesterday for our trip. And my daughter called me and she said, Mom, she said, I talked to the bus driver and this is not what you're going to want to hear. And I almost passed out because this man, he's been with, you know, been picking up my grandson every day since school started. She said, it was what you said you didn't want to hear. They found him dead in the house and my heart dropped. It hurt me so bad because I've developed a relationship with this man. You know, I send my grandson with this man every morning and he brings him back to me every afternoon and it hurt, you know, and today I'm going to have to tell my grandson because I spoke to the bus driver this morning. I asked her, you know, I said, this is sad. I said, please let me know, you know, the arrangements and everything. I said, now, what do you want us to do? Are you guys going to tell the kids or do the parents tell them? And she said, we want the parents to tell them. So I have to tell Kyan when he comes home from school that Mr. JJ's gone on to be with the Lord. And I know it's going to break his heart because he loved that man. You know, and that's why Thanksgiving is so important. You know, we have to be thankful. We got to thank God. We got to let him know every single day how thankful and grateful we are for the life that he gives us, because we never know what number we are. And we all have a number of when God is going to call us home, but we don't know what our number is. And Mr. JJ didn't know his number was coming up. They don't know how long he was in the house, you know, but he hadn't been on the bus all week. So it could have been over the weekend. It could have been Monday. Who knows? But I thank God for life, for my health, my strength, for my children. And this is our daily walk, family. This is what we have to do every single day. Let God know how grateful and thankful we are. And yes, it is Thanksgiving, but like I said, we talking about Thanksgiving because we're not going to live forever. That is why I'm using the term Thanksgiving. Now, as we begin to live a life of thankfulness to God, he begins to work. Even though the toughest trials and the toughest tests of our faith, just like, you know, losing a loved one, losing someone you know. Remember Paul and Silas, they were beaten and thrown into prison. But what did they do? They sang a hymn of praise to the Lord. They said, even though we've been thrown in prison, we're still going to give God the praise. We're still going to give God the glory. And when they finished singing, what did the Lord do? He sent a jailhouse rock and the prison doors were opened. Glory to God. When we praise him and we magnify him and give him the glory and we worship God, he will send a rock of angels. Yes, he will. If he did it for Paul and Silas, believe he will do it for us. God does miracles on our behalf, even when we chose to thank him and praise him. Even in those deepest and darkest times that we're going through, God is still always there for us. And that's why I'm so grateful for everything he has done, everything he's going on to do in my life. It's like, it is so important to not forget the things that God bring us through. It's so important to not forget how grateful, or not to forget to let God know how grateful we are for everything that he's done and everything that he's going on to do. We got to ask him every day, you know, bless your family, even bless your enemies. You know, let me just challenge you for a second, as I challenge myself. Discipline yourself. Give God thanks in everything. Thank Him for the mountains, the valleys, the hills. You know, God is worthy. He is so worthy of all our thanks and all our praise. He is worthy because without God, grace and mercy, you know, we wouldn't be here. We would not be alive right now. So we have to magnify His name. We have to glorify Him. We have to give God all the praise every day, every night, no matter what the trial, no matter what the tribulation, no matter how bad a situation seems, we still got to let God know that I love you, God. I thank you, God, for all you've done. I thank you, God, for being there for me and my family. Now, I'm going to say this prayer, and this is a prayer that I found. It says, a prayer you may need to pray. Dear God, I hate to say it, but I have been guilty of grumbling and griping about all my problems and trials. Now, I am definitely guilty because, as we all know, we live in our flesh. We go through things every day. We go through the trials, we go through the tribulations, and things happen to us that are unfortunate, that are less fortunate. Every day, every walk with Christ, it is a privilege, but every day is not going to be perfect. We're not going to pass all of our trials and tribulations, you know. I know I don't pass all my tests. And then the ones that I do pass, I'm like, okay, thank you, Jesus. I passed it, right? You know, because if someone cuts you off when you're driving, don't curse them out. If you curse them out, you fail the test. And I, like I said, I'm guilty. I don't always pass it. But if someone curse you out, if someone do something to hurt you, my thing is, and my kids used to always say, oh, Lord, mama walking through the house saying, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. I did that because that allows me to calm myself down before I take it to the next level. And you guys can use that too. You know, I find that when something happens to me that hurt me or is something I wasn't expecting, I call on the name of Jesus. And that's what He wants us to do. Call on Him. Call on Him. He's always there. He hears us. Now, my grandson, one time we was in the bathroom and the house we live in, we have a big basement. He's afraid of the basement. He said, Nana, I don't like this house. I said, why, baby? Because I'm scared in the basement. I said, why are you scared? Because I hear stuff when I'm down there, which what he hears is the pipes when the heat goes on and goes off. He thinks it's something. I said, well, Kai, don't be scared because Jesus said that we don't have to be scared because He didn't give us a spirit of fear. He said, well, and first I said, Jesus is always there with us. I know, Nana, I know He's always with us, but He's with other people too. He said, He's with us 50 minutes and then He got to go on to the next person. And I thought that was so funny. I'm like, how old is this kid? And at the time he was 3 years old. He was like, Jesus got to go on. No, he was three. He has to go and take care of other people. So He's not there with us always. So I had explained to him how Jesus is always there with us. And no matter what he hears in the basement, it can't hurt him because Jesus is there to protect him, even if it was something there. So he said, okay, Nana, Jesus might be there with us, but I'm still scared and I don't like this house and I want to move. And I thought it was so cute, but he understood what I was saying when I said that Jesus is always there with us, you know, and that's one that reminds me that He's smart enough and He has the Holy Spirit. And I know when I talk to him today about Mr. J, his bus aid passing, I know he's going to understand, you know, God called his angel home. He's a very intelligent kid. You know, he loves to pray. This boy, he keeps me obedient because he's not going to bed without reading his Bible. He's not going to bed without praying. And I'm so grateful that, and I know this is just a sidebar, but I just want to share this. When my daughter found out she was pregnant with him, the Holy Spirit told me to pray over her stomach and anoint it every day and every night. And that's what I did. I didn't realize that my grandson was going to come out a chosen one. And I was told that by one of our intercessor prayer warriors, because God had went to her and told her about my grandson before she even knew my daughter was pregnant. Now, this is having a prayer life with God, studying his word and meditating on his word and speaking his word back to him daily. That is also something that I'm so grateful for and thankful for. This woman, she's my intercessor prayer warrior, you know, because if anything goes wrong or anything is going to happen, she calls me. She called me one day and this is also on Thanksgiving, if y'all think I'm confusing you, I'm sorry. But she said, I just wanted to call and check on Aaliyah because God showed me something. And this is just a form of thanks, thanksgiving, thanks living. We're thankful for living and we're thankful for God giving us the things that he has given us, whether it be our mother, our father, our sister, our brother, our children. We have to be thankful at all times. And I'm so grateful to God for that. I really am. Now I'm going to go back to my prayer. I'm going to start over. It says, Dear God, I hate to say it, but I have been guilty of grumbling and griping about all my problems and trials. Don't feel bad when you grumble and gripe. Just ask God to forgive you. Just repent, a quick repentance, and he'll forgive you because he understands that we live in our flesh. It says, I have failed to be thankful and to remember that you are at work in my life, even through all the troubles. Please forgive me, God. And that's why I said you can just repent real quick and just ask God to forgive you. He'll forgive you. I want to be a person who keeps my eyes on you and praise you no matter what may come my way. So thank you, God, for these blessings. You're thanking him for your children. You're thanking him for your parents, for your brothers, your sisters, your aunts, your uncles. You're thanking him for the roof you have over your head. You're thanking him for the clothes on your back, the shoes on your feet. Because you look at the people that are homeless that don't have that. So we have to thank God for it every day, because that homeless person that we walk past, it could very much be us. So take time every day just to say, God, I thank you. I even pray for the president. You know, I pray for all of God's children, no matter how good or how bad they are. I pray for them. Now, I know these challenges in my life, you know, not having the finances that I want, not really living in a warm climate, because I would rather be in a warmer climate than I am right now. But I'm grateful for God bringing me to Buffalo, because I moved to Buffalo, I think, a few weeks after I got saved and gave my life to the Lord. And I understood after 8 years of being here and hating it that God brought me here because he knew my situation living in New York City. I was going to go right back into that domestic violence relationship that I was in. My God, I am thankful for you moving me to Buffalo and for all of the surgeries that I've been through, all the trials and tribulations that I've been through, losing my sons to the prison system. I lost both of my sons within 2 years to the prison system, but I thank God that they're alive. I know that may sound crazy. I tell people sometimes when I'm talking about them, you know, my boys are in prison, but at least they're alive. At least I know where they are, because the way it is today, if they were out, especially my baby boy, I know he would not be here. He would have been killed. And please don't judge me if you think I sound crazy, but the lifestyle he was living, he just could not keep going that way. Now, I know you're in control of all things, God. I know you love me and work all things together for my good. I chose to trust you, Lord. Teach me to be a praiser who always finds the good and not a complainer who always finds the bad. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, this prayer was done by Pastor Jeff Chevry. I can't pronounce the last name. But I just am so grateful for my life, guys. And I'm so thankful, like I said, to Kayla and Josie for giving me the opportunity to share a word with you every 2 weeks. It's been a blessing. It has made me grow stronger and closer in Christ. It's made me study his word more. And I look at things totally different now because it's a blessing. And like I said, I used to be very shy, but in my church, I was the videographer, and it was a blessing because when my pastor's microphone used to go out, I would have to go in the front of the church and hand it to him, and he wasn't always ready to take the mic when I was there. So my first lady, which is like my sister, she was the only one that knew. I was so nervous and scared. I would start sweating on my nose and my forehead. And so doing that for, I think, 8-9 years, it was God preparing me for this, preparing me for such a time as this. And I'm so grateful to him for all that he's done and bringing me out of my shell. I have no right to be anything but thankful to God. Thanks to living, like I said, because it has changed my life. It's changed my life in a tremendous way, because God wants us to be happy. He wants us to be at peace. He wants us to be bold. He wants us to be courageous and useful and to live our lives on purpose. That's what God wants us to do. He wants us to live our lives on purpose, to learn from our mistakes, to learn from the trials and tribulations that we go through. He wants us to be thankful and grateful for every situation that he's brought us through, every situation that we're going to go through. I'm even thankful, as crazy as it may sound, and I've said this before, the domestic violence relationships that I went through. I couldn't minister to other women that are in those situations had I not went through it. Because you can never minister to a person about something that you know nothing about. They have a saying, until you've walked in my shoes, you won't understand my story. My bishop did a service one Sunday. If you knew my praise, if you knew my story, you would understand my praise. And I told him I was going to do a poem on that. I haven't done it yet, but I need to do that. If you knew my story, you would understand my praise. You would understand why I'm so grateful to God for everything that he's done for me, for everything he's brought me through. And I know I've said it a few times on this broadcast, but again, I'm thankful to you, Kayla. I'm thankful to you, Josie and Claire, for the opportunity that y'all have given me to grow closer to Christ, to grow stronger in Christ, to read his word more. Because doing this broadcast, yes, I have to pray. I have to prepare. I have to read my word. And I've done the broadcast and not had a clue as to what I was going to be talking about. And the Holy Spirit, I started praying and I grabbed the Bible and I started reading it and thanking God for everything he'd done and thanking him for the message that he was going to put in me. And what did he do? Bam. I'm like, oh, wow. Thank you, Jesus. You know, it's just little things. It's just little things. But guys, I'm thankful for everyone up here. I pray that this has been a blessing to you. I pray that you have a wonderful Thanksgiving. And if you have it in your heart, please share a kind word with someone. If you see a homeless person on the street, share a kind word with them. Maybe they don't have any gloves. You can go buy them a pair of gloves, a dollar gloves, or hat or scarf or something. That's what I plan on doing. I don't know if I'll run into a homeless person, but I hope and pray that I will so that I can bless them with something. And I don't know if it was, well, I'll say the Lord laid it on my heart. Starting December the 1st, I want to be a blessing to someone, a homeless person, for the month of December, for the 25 days. That's going to be my blessing. And I'm thankful that he laid it on my heart. Again, family, I love you. God bless you. I will see you in speak to you in two weeks. I pray that your Thanksgiving is everything that you expect in God to bless you with. And please spend it with your family. Spend it with your friends. And let them know how much you love them, how much you care for them. Again, this is Regina Keenan. Lioness Talks. It's not that easy. God bless you. I love you. And may God smile upon you.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Good morning. You're hearing the melodic tones of the song Tuesday Morning, and that means you're right on time as With Your Success in Mind hits the airwaves. Coast to coast and around the world, I'm 150% confident that you're going to enjoy today's conversation with my sister friend and very special guest, Maria Dowd. She's a dynamic motivational speaker and impassioned catalyst for women's empowerment. And she is also the founder of My Amazing Life. No matter where you are in life or where you live, it is your right and within your control to live your freedom every day. I am your host, Cheryl Cormier, live in Houston, Texas, and I want to welcome you to today's program, made possible because of two truly remarkable ladies, our show producer, Kyla Padgett, CEO and founder of Finding My Way Radio Network, USA World, and Josie Hopkins, CEO and founder of Josie's Inspiration Radio Network, USA World. It's a blessing to be a part of their vision to reach and empower God's people around the world. First, I want to get right into today's conversation with our guest, Maria Dowd. Maria has authored three inspirational books, Journey to Empowerment, Journey to My Brother's Soul, and Journey to a Blissful Life, which was featured in Essence Magazine as one of the best books on personal renewal. Maria is also a contributing author to Delayed But Not Denied, Book 2, and the upcoming Book 3. I've known Maria for 18, 19 years now, and as someone who likes to quietly observe others, there's a lot to admire about this incredible woman. I've always admired her confidence and her presence. When all the black women I knew were still perming and straightening their hair, Maria boldly wore her glory crown and a bounty of loose, natural curls, and she is just as creative. proudly displayed in my home to this day as one of her very first collage artwork pieces. I know Maria to be a woman of vision and integrity, and I give her credit for creating the blueprint for the women's empowerment movement that is so prolific today. You can't even read a blog or go on social media without seeing multiple announcements about an upcoming conference, workshop, or retreat. But back then, in the early 2000s, there was African American Women on Tour. AWOT was an empowerment conference she toured with for over 13 years, and it garnered the support of such mega corporations as Bank of America, Chrysler, JCPenney's, ExxonMobil, and Kellogg. AWOT touched the lives of over 29,000 women worldwide by embracing, fueling, and celebrating their strengths, their endurance, and their brilliance. Hundreds, if not thousands, of careers and companies were launched because of the platform that this dynamic sister provided. So let's talk all about it. Good morning, sister friend Maria. Thank you for joining the conversation.
Good morning. That was the most amazing introduction, I promise you, that I've ever had my entire life. Thank you so much.
I am so excited to have you on here. I know everybody's going to be blessed through this conversation. And, you know, before we get to your newest brain trust, let's start with AWOT, African American Women on Tour, because that's where I met you.
Yes.
You did it best, and you did it before anyone else, and you virtually created that blueprint that people are still following today. What was your inspiration for AWOT?
I would say that my inspiration was Essence Magazine. The idea came about when I was under contract and on tour with Essence many, many years ago. They were kind of ramping up for their 20th, if you can believe this, 20th anniversary of their of Essence. At that time, this is a while ago. And they did, Essence was sponsoring and hosting a series of shopping mall promotions around the country, model searches, and so on. And I was a part of that crew. And that was really my first time witnessing women, Black women, get really like beyond excited about something that was perhaps outside of church, you know, or right, outside of, you know, our home life, but to get that excited about seeing and witnessing something that was for, about, of Black women. And I, as I witnessed this from city to city to city, I came home to my little hometown of San Diego at the time, and with what, maybe 3 or 4% African-American population, most of which were transplants from someplace else because people got there by way of, typically by way of the military. And I wanted to create and produce an empowerment conference for Black women, and, you know, to provide this really safe space for women to come. And I would always say, let our hair out, because that's what it does best.
Right.
Let our hair out, and to get empowered, to be loved on, to, you know, grow sisterhood, to learn, to empower themselves, to have, you know, to have so many takeaways, just a whole, you know, bag full of takeaways to take back home to their families, to take back home into their careers, to their money situations, to their families, you know, to their love relationships, and so on. And so that was the inspiration, Essence Magazine.
My goodness, I tell you. And you actually did that and so much more. I know you gave many small companies and entrepreneurs that platform to connect with a virtually untapped market, this market of Black women who were seeking, who were hungry for that sense of empowerment and fulfilling. And I can personally attest to the significant role you played in one company, and that was Warm Spirit. As the former vice president of business development, I wanted to just take a moment in this call to say thank you for profoundly connecting us with our ideal woman. And that really propelled us to great success. It would not have happened without many people, but most especially you. And as the story of Warm Spirit is told, I pray that you will continue to be prominently mentioned as part of that company's amazing story.
Well, thank you for the acknowledgement. I really appreciate that. You know, that means everything. That really means everything. So thank you very much for that, Cheryl.
You're welcome. I mean, that was a wonderful incubator for the growth that we experience. But one of the things that I saw, your bio goes on to talk about the dramatic turn your life took after a divorce in 2012. And it says that it served as a light bulb moment. It sounds to me like that became the catalyst for your new empowerment program, My Amazing Life. You want to tell us a little bit more about that?
I will. Yes. So after I was married for 8 years, in this marriage, I should say this is my second marriage. But in this marriage, my second one, I was married for 8 years. And I was sitting in the audience. I was actually at a women's empowerment event. And so a lot of the women who were present at that event had, you know, they knew about African American Women on Tour. And I sat in that chair and I just witnessed how women were just, you know, standing on their chairs and tables and hooping and hollering and you know, really being inspired and motivated and pumped up in that moment. And I just sat back. It was the saddest moment for me because I said this used to be me. You know, this was my stomping ground, you know. Right. And I had came to realize that I was actually really, and this is not even realizing, this is kind of being in denial, that I was basically kind of in a toxic relationship, and which I felt I embraced, wrap my own self around, you know, having to walk on eggshells and to play it safe and to play small, so right. that I could stay safe, you know, emotionally and everything in that relationship. And so that was my impetus. And I shut my, you know, I literally got up from my seat after that experience, and because I was feeling envy, I was feeling all kinds of weird, unusual, crazy emotions that I typically don't. You know, I'm the one that's proud to see people excelling and doing well and everything. I said, oh, I felt envy, and I felt sadness. And I got up and I went to the bathroom and just started bawling, started crying. And I then said, okay, I'm getting myself together, you know, cleaning my little makeup here. When you step outside, you need to look for this particular person who was the catalyst for getting me there at that event. Look for her and just find out, how can I be a part of this circle? How can I get reengaged with women and empowerment and all that, so that I could heal myself and to free myself and liberate myself? And so I walked out the door, and literally, I mean, God answered my prayer. I promise you, I walked out the door, and the woman that I needed to see was literally standing maybe 10 feet away. Wow. And this is in a hotel, so she could have been anywhere, but she was literally standing 10 feet away. And I waited for her to finish the conversation, and I said, I need to somehow be a part of this. I don't know how. I know that the place where I want to be is where all those women who are talking about, who invested $30,000, $40,000 in this program. I want to be a part of that, but well, I only have like $40 in my checking account right now. So how do I do this? And, you know, and she said, well, let me find out and let me ask the questions, because I know there are opportunities and there are ways to do that. And she made it, she was the impetus for making that happen and for me getting back in that circle. And it saved my life inside that space, because I was just around other women who were empowered and loving and wise and who walked the walk and talked the talk and all those things. I just need to be fed. And at the time, then that's when, you know, my husband and I started separating, from, you know, our joint cohabitation. And it was that was the journey that started this whole impetus to creating My Amazing Life. Yes. And so, yeah. And so that's how it happened. And so the biggest lesson in that moment is just not fearing asking for what you want. You know, what is your big ask? What is it that you need? Ask for it. You know, because the worst case scenario is that somebody's going to say no. And that's okay too, because no does not necessarily mean never. It just means not now. And I learned that lesson, but it happened. I asked for what. Yeah, so that was the impetus, and that's what got me on my journey to, you know, My Amazing Life.
Maria, you touched on so many wonderful things in what you just shared, and I think a lot of women, you know, Black women, white women, women around the world, find ourselves in situations where we play it small, we dumb it down, we compromise who we are, and lose ourselves in. Really accommodating the people that are around us. If you have one or two
things, what would you tell someone who might find themselves in that situation to where it would help them be able to take that first step to really recover who they are?
That's a very good question. I would say that one of the first steps is to pay attention to your trusted advisors and people who have good insight, and they kind of are enlightened listeners and observers. Because oftentimes, even if you are kind of blindsided or you refuse to see, first of all, it's there. You know, sometimes the situations that we get ourselves to, all the signs are there on the front end. We choose to ignore them. But then there are oftentimes trusted advisors and the kind of little angels around you who see things that you refuse to see or can't see. And so I would say, you know, just stop and listen and listen for that grain of truth, mm-hmm. in what they're saying, and rather than just shutting down or shutting them out. And then the other thing is, oftentimes we crawl into these little shells because we think we're the only ones experiencing something. We think that no one cares, or we think that no one will listen, no one will believe you. We talk ourselves into these spaces of disempowerment and darkness when there's just so much help and support and willingness to help pull you out of it, and to know that you're just never by yourself. You're really and truly never. I mean, there is always someone in your circle or in a circle that's connected to another circle who has experienced what you've experienced and understand it, and can provide coaching and mentoring and wisdom and advice to help you to transition out of whatever that situation that you're in that's disempowering and potentially even dangerous for women and children.
Right. Absolutely. So, I mean, essentially it's don't cloister yourself away and separate yourself. Really seek out those lifelines that you might have that you may not even know that you have, this right there in your immediate circle.
Exactly. And then sometimes, you know, and some, you know, and even in as quote unquote liberal as our society is here in the U.S., I said that quote unquote, you know, other societies are even less liberal and less kind of open to hearing women and receiving what they're trying to say, their cries for help or their cries for support, a request for support. And so sometimes you have to step outside of your immediate family or your immediate circle, because oftentimes, you know, the culture of that circle, that situation is kind of supported of just being quiet and taking it in and you know, it'll get better later or whatever, and expand your circle to include particularly women that are standing their ground. They are not, they're walking in a space of fearlessness and walking in faith and walking in this amazing light. And you want to somehow be a part of that, whether it's studying her works, you know, of empowerment, or being in some kind of support groups, whatever that might be, to find the light, to find the courage, to find the words to express what it is that you're experiencing that is not serving you, and then to and create a strategy for moving out of it.
Right, absolutely. And I know one of your newest project is really all about serving others and providing that platform and that community for people. So can you tell us a little bit about My Amazing Life and how people might become a part of it and the components of it?
Yes. Well, let me just give you a little bit of background on how it even got started, because I was moving into this kind of gray space, because I just didn't know after my divorce and he was, you know, while, you know, there were many, many good times that we had, and he was a great provider and very open hearted, you know, there was just some emotional things, instabilities that we, you know, had to mesh through. And I didn't realize just really the impact that it had on me until after we were separate, after we were living in separate households. And so by this time I'm in, you know, well into my 50s, and so I'm like, what am I going to do next? You know, the world has evolved and changed, and I'm keeping up with it as you know, definitely. But, you know, it's a different world and a different, you know, what am I going to do next? You know, I consider myself like this quintessential marketer, but I couldn't tell you how to market, you know, effectively on social media. You know, I had to have help, you know, and so I shut myself down. It was holiday season, and I just went quiet and went into a room, and I said, let me just take a really honest look at where my breakdowns are, where my challenges are, reality check, and then where are my opportunities? What is it that I really want? What's my voice? Maybe you're getting your voice back now. What is it that you want to say? What is it that you want to do? And I started mapping my life out. I took every single area, my emotions, my wellness, my money, my family, my love, my spirituality, my experiences, all those things, and created you know, some goals, my first round of goals, and created some declarations, some clear declarations of what I was going to, how, what kind of light and spirit I was going to walk in versus which path I was not ever going to take again. And I wrote all that out. I even have a description of the man in my life, who, what I'm looking for and what I want and need. And my last words are, and who will treat me like the queen that I am.
Mm. Amen.
And so in that experience, I said, you know, this has helped me. This is literally, I pulled myself out of this darkness, and I can take this and create an e-course, create a coursework around it to help women walk the same, and men as well, walk the same journey of self-discovery, of self-awareness, of self-love, of incorporating more self-care into our lives to, become more of an activist and an advocate for our own selves, as well as for our families and for our children. And so that's how I came to develop the course called My Amazing Life Map, because the finished product, but you're never finished, because it becomes this working blueprint for your life.
Right.
It's your guidepost, it's your blueprint, it's your map for getting from point A to point Z. And what it takes, and all the coaching and support and accountability and all the things, and getting loved on and celebrating and all that stuff is incorporated into this program that I created called My Amazing Life Map.
Wow, that is truly the embodiment of taking your mess and making it your message, right?
Exactly. And when I say life, that's LYFE, live your freedom every day.
Right, absolutely. And I know that the website, and we'll give it again, everybody, that website is www.myamazinglifelyfe.com. So I know, Maria, when I've gone on and I've looked at your site and I've kind of read through the materials and things, I see that you have a place for people to become subscribers and also affiliates. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yes, ma'am, I can. So to subscribe, you know, to subscribe, it gets you into our you know, circle, and you get our blog announcements and, you know, just different articles and things that you can really take and, you know, pull from it what you need and what you want, and discard the rest of it. But it's some really, really good content that you get. But also, we have a community on Facebook called Life Lifts, LYFE Lifts, LIFTS. And basically it's a place where we just come. It's a really safe place to come it's a private group, by the way, and to really be heard and to share. And like one of the big questions that we asked, that I asked for April, I said, I'll start asking this every month. What is your big ask? ASK, what is the big thing that you want to ask for today? And it may be prayer, it may be support, it may be leads, maybe references, whatever that might be. Let's just start connecting. Let's start collaborating. Let's start loving on one another so that we can create these win-win-wins within our lives, you know, both within our personal lives, but in our professional lives, our financial lives, our love lives, and so on. And so by subscribing, you get involved in that, but then you can also, of course, invest in the course. You can, there's a lot of different things, and we have a gift that you can sign up for as well, that which is very powerful and useful for a lot of people.
Okay. And I know you wanted to share a little bit more about that. Is that the resource that you were telling me about?
Yes. It is. It is the, we created. One of the things that I made a commitment to myself for was to incorporate more self-care into my life and to push back and take time out to focus on me and to grow me, to pamper me, to love on me, to and the operative word is me in all of this, and care for me. And I want all everybody who's listening to say, me, I'm important. I have a voice. I have a need. I have needs. I have desires. I have all these things. So the self-care guide is 365 ideas. No excuses, because they range anywhere from just lighting candles and saying a prayer to, you know, to planning a retreat in a foreign country, you know, and everything in between. And so there's nothing that I missed in that. And you know, in that guide that you can just pick and choose one little item, two little items, three, four, you know, here and there to, or do it with other sister friends to really focus on relieving that stress, to letting it go, to having whatever work done on you that's being called for. That might be massage, that might be prayer, it may be meditation, it might be reading a self-help book, it might be taking my Amazing Life Map course, it might be any number of those things that would help to soothe and to heal and to, you know, revitalize yourself and re-energize ourselves so we can get back into our families and back into our relationships, back into our work worlds, and be, you know, and live our very best life possible.
That's amazing, because, you know, so often we just kind of lose ourselves in everything else and we don't invest in taking care of ourselves. So I think that it's the 365-day self-care guide.
Yeah, so I can give you the link for it, the link for it is https://, so it's like you would if you're going to a website, myamazinglife.com. So it's the same website, myamazinglife.com/self-care-guide.
Fantastic. And I'll post that as a reminder for everyone so that you have access to be able to get that. And don't forget, the website is myamazinglife.com. And so we want to make sure that everybody, look, if you want to be connected with a dynamic community and learn more, hear more, and just be a part of this amazing movement, 2.0 movement for Maria Dowd. you'll want to go out there and go to www.myamazinglife.com. So there you have it, everybody. Maria Dowd, one dynamic woman. And if you remember these words from our last guest that we had on, Mr. Ty Gray L, it said, if one woman made up her mind to no matter what be kind, no matter what others might put her through, the strength of that woman's resolve would all our problems solve. Mm. And just think what a million women like that can do. Thank you so much, Maria, for being my special guest on today's call.
And I am so honored and blessed to be a part of this. Thank you so much. And I admire the work that you're doing, Cheryl, and keep it up.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I'm so excited. I can't wait to get started on my own self-care guy.
Very good.
Well, everybody, that's about all of the time we have for today. As a resonating thought to bless our souls, I wanted to end today by sharing a few words to a song that I was introduced to just last week. It's a short film, actually, entitled The God Who Sees, featuring Nicole Mullen, who has the voice, I tell you, of an angel. You can learn more and get more of the full experience by going to godwhosees.com. It was filmed in Israel as Nicole journeys throughout the Holy Land, recounting the stories of Ruth and David during their wilderness experiences, and ending with Mary Magdalene in Jerusalem at the tomb of the risen Savior, Jesus. Here's the story of Hagar, where the journey begins. Hagar was a single mother. She was abandoned by the family she belonged to. There in the wilderness with her son, alone with very little provision. She was wondering, she was questioning, does anyone care? She's crying in the desert. She's lost in her despair. She thinks nobody loves her. Hagar thinks nobody's there. But God says, I will be a ring of fire around her, and I will be the glory in her midst. And the power of my presence will bring her to her knees, and I will lift her up again, for I am the God who sees. Then he speaks in a gentle whisper, and he softly calls her name. She feels his arms enfold her as he holds her, and she'll never be the same. Because I'm the God who never changes, and my promises are true. And when this world deserts you, this is what I'll do. I'll be a ring of fire around you, and I will be the glory in your midst. And the power of my presence will bring you to your knees, and I will lift you up again, for I'm the God who sees. I, the God who sees. My goodness, how powerful are those assurances. So no matter what we're going through, no matter what valley or desert we may find ourselves in today or maybe at some point in the future, we can always know that we're never, ever alone. God is always there. He's the God who sees. As we take comfort in that knowledge, we're signing off as you listen to the musical stylings of saxophonist Tom Braxton. The song is Tuesday Mornings from his album, Next Chapter. You can learn more about his complete body of work on tombraxton.com or follow him on Facebook at Tom Braxton Music. Mark your calendar for upcoming shows and plan to tune in, and please invite your friends. We're here every other Tuesday, and you will receive words of encouragement, empowerment, inspiration, pearls of wisdom, and tools to help you navigate through your journey for physical, spiritual, and entrepreneurial success. This has been your host, Cheryl Cormier, with the fabulous Maria Dowd. Everything shared and everything offered is done with your success in mind.